Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Rabbi and a doctor in organizational management. He's the CEO of HaimHerring.com, the author of a number of books, including Connection Generations, and he's become an expert in the generational, the demographics of our world, and he's here to talk to us about a very important topic. Haim Herring, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Good to be with you again.
It's good to have you back. So, Haim, since we've known you, we've learned about your work with the generations, the younger generations, especially Gen Y and Gen Z. You wrote a book about the topic, Connecting X and the Boomers and Gen X and the Millennials, and now we've got Gen Z, the younger folks. And you've been focusing more on them, more particularly recently, with regard to this wormhole we're going through, this pandemic, where we are currently in what I'm calling mid-pandemic, on the way to post-pandemic, as we squeeze through this wormhole, what are you finding with the young folks?
Well, there are reasons to be concerned. I also try to find it within the data. I just conducted a survey. There were about over 200 Gen Zers. You can think of these are the kids who are finishing college, entering the workforce, and about 50 millennials. So their optimism for the future right now has plunged like the stock market.
Wow.
About 56% of these 200 respondents are either less optimistic, most were even much less optimistic about their future, and only half think that they're going to be more successful than their parents.
Hmm. Well, you know, they were already a little dour, as I remember. The earlier research had already indicated, that they weren't convinced that they would have the same life that their parents had. And now this thing has come along and kicked them in the teeth again. And what do you think? What do you think is this something that have we socialized them to do this? Is it just the circumstances? What do you think?
So, look, there is no precedent in most people's lifetimes for something of this magnitude. I'm not sure there's
no living person has ever been through anything like this.
That's correct. So we have to
let me say this. And folks, I always try to point this out as often as I can, Haim. When we say nobody's been through this, we need to point out that what we're going through are two things: the health thing, the coronavirus itself, the COVID-19 itself, and the other is the response to it, the political response to it, because both of them are having independent impacts and creating independent implications on our present and future lives. What do you think?
You are spot on. So I think there are two things. One, living in a world with pandemics is part of globalization. You know, this is the first pandemic of this magnitude, but when you look back over the past couple of decades, especially, there have been epidemics with warnings of pandemic. So we have to, in a sense, normalize our mindset to live with things that seem to pop up and not be driven by fear and politicize events, but really figure out how do we take this opportunity of shared panic and turn it into what you have called digital trust, shared trust.
Yeah.
Have to replace the fear with the trust in each other.
I agree. So I want to get into that a little bit later on, but I want to get back to your survey for the rest of this segment. What are some of the specific things that you asked them and that they told you?
So I wanted to know about priority, college education, family, friends, and healthcare. Mm-hmm. And these are going to be really relevant when people re-enter the workforce or enter the workforce again as they've been accustomed to. I think that business owners are really going to need to think about their culture in ways that they haven't before. You pointed out that younger generations were already financially, you know, often laden with debt. They mm-hmm. didn't see a chance for their future. Well, financial insecurity, and again, that element of fear in the workplace around financial insecurity, health insurance, are going to be very real. Mental problems, right? Mm-hmm. Issues, depression, anxiety, social isolation that were prevalent before are now exponentially off the charts right now. So these are things that I asked about. You know, generally, a little bit of good news. I asked millennials and Gen Zers, how are you spending your time? And quite a number, about 50% responded that they are trying to learn more about their views on current events, but the same number responded that they're trying to learn more about other views mm-hmm. on current events and politics. That is an optimistic sign. What I'm worried about is
you're saying that it's possibly gotten them a little more engaged in the power scenarios that are affecting our lives, like politics.
Yes, and because the coronavirus, like everything else, has become politicized, I think that maybe one bright spot in this is if respondents are really trying to expand their own horizon and understand that there are legitimate positions, even if we don't like them, that may differ from ours, that's a good thing. On the other hand, they've spent over 70% more time on personal entertainment and connecting with friends. What will that do to productivity when people are working
and narcissism? One of the things that I'm hoping is one of the things we'll get out of this will be the young people will start being able to become better, more discerning consumers of information, and they'll be able to spot fake news from wherever it comes from. I hope that will happen. Right back with Dr. Haim Herring. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.